Vera had followed Mrs. Rogers upstairs. The woman had thrown open a door at the end of a passage, and Vera had walked into a delightful bedroom with a big window that opened wide upon the sea and another looking east. She uttered a quick exclamation of pleasure. Mrs. Rogers was saying, "I hope you've got everything you want, miss." Vera looked round. Her luggage had been brought up and had been unpacked. At one side of the room a door stood open into a pale blue-tiled bathroom. She said quickly, "Yes, everything, I think. You'll ring the bell if you want anything, miss." Mrs. Rogers had a flat, monotonous voice. Vera looked at her curiously. What a white, bloodless ghost of a woman. Very respectable-looking, with her hair dragged back from her face and her black dress. Queer light eyes that shifted the whole time from place to place. Vera thought, she looks frightened of her own shadow. Yes, that was it, frightened. She looked like a woman who walked in mortal fear. A little shiver passed down Vera's back. What on earth was the woman afraid of? She said pleasantly, "I'm Mrs. Owen's new secretary. I expect you know that." Mrs. Rogers said, "No, miss. I don't know anything. Just a list of the ladies and gentlemen and what rooms they were to have." Vera said, "Mrs. Owen didn't mention me." Mrs. Rogers' eyelashes flickered. "I haven't seen Mrs. Owen. Not yet. We only came here 2 days ago." Extraordinary people, these Owens, thought Vera. Aloud, she said, "What staff is there here?"
"Just me and Rogers, miss."
Vera frowned. 8 people in the house, 10 with the host and hostess, and only 1 married couple to do for them. Mrs. Rogers said,
"I'm a good cook, and Rogers is handy about the house. I didn't know, of course, that there was to be such a large party."
Vera said, "But you can manage?"
"Oh, yes, miss, I can manage. If there's to be large parties often, perhaps Mrs. Owen could get extra help in."
Vera said, "I expect so." Mrs. Rogers turned to go. Her feet moved noiselessly over the ground. She drifted from the room like a shadow. Vera went over to the window and sat down on the window seat. She was faintly disturbed. Everything, somehow, was a little queer. The absence of the Owens, the pale, ghost-like Mrs. Rogers, and the guests. Yes, the guests were queer, too. An oddly assorted party. Vera thought, "I wish I'd seen the Owens. I wish I knew what they were like." She got up and walked restlessly about the room. A perfect bedroom, decorated throughout in the modern style. Off-white rugs on the gleaming parquet floor. Faintly tinted walls. A long mirror surrounded by lights. A mantelpiece bare of ornaments, save for an enormous block of white marble, shaped like a bear. A piece of modern sculpture, in which was inset a clock. Over it, in a gleaming chromium frame, was a big square of parchment, a poem. She stood in front of the fireplace and read it. It was the old nursery rhyme that she remembered from her childhood days. 10 little Indian boys went out to dine. 1 choked his little self, and then there were 9. 9 little Indian boys sat up very late. 1 overslept himself, and then there were 8. 8 little Indian boys travelling in Devon. 1 said he'd stay there, and then there were 7. 7 little Indian boys chopping up sticks. 1 chopped himself in halves, and then there were 6. 6 little Indian boys playing with a hive. A bumblebee stung 1, and then there were 5. 5 little Indian boys going in for law. 1 got in chancery, and then there were 4. 4 little Indian boys going out to sea. A red herring swallowed 1, and then there were 3. 3 little Indian boys walking in the zoo. A big bear hugged 1, and then there were 2. 2 little Indian boys sitting in the sun. 1 got frizzled up, and then there was 1. 1 little Indian boy left all alone. He went and hanged himself, and then there were 9. Vera smiled. Of course, this was Indian Island. She went and sat again by the window, looking out to sea. How big the sea was. From here there was no land to be seen anywhere, just a vast expanse of blue water, rippling in the evening sun. The sea, so peaceful today, sometimes so cruel. The sea that dragged you down to its depths. Drowned. Found drowned. Drowned at sea. Drowned, drowned, drowned. No! She wouldn't remember. She would not think of it. All that was over.